Blog Talk Radio.
He blessed
be blessed. He has given us a new position in Christ. We are said now to be in Christ. Verse 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved. Future passive. God shall save us. We shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me. By whom we have now received the atonement. And the word here, atonement, means change of state or change of its state from enemy to friend or to friendship, reconciliation. We have received the oneness, as some would say. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the cosmos, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. And that word, the path, means to pierce or to walk through. And so death pierced all men. Death pierced all men. So therefore, we read that Christ was pierced on our behalf. The nails that were used to fasten him to the cross were 5 to 7 inches long and about 3/8 of an inch in diameter, not more, or 3 to 5/8 in diameter. So death pierced all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed. That word imputed means to be reckoned to one's account. We know that we have now, you and I, have been imputed. That is, God has reckoned to our account the righteousness of Christ. It is the righteousness of Christ that God sees in us. Not our own righteousness. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over then that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam or the Adam's transgression. The word transgression means to overstep a divinely established boundary. It means to overstep a divinely established boundary. Who noticed that the Adam is the figure of him that was to come. That is, second Adam, Jesus Christ. But not as the offense, who also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one may be dead, aorist, indicative passive again, much more the grace of God and the gift of God by grace, which is by one man. Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto me. And so, Paul, who is the writer, of course, of the book of Romans, is laying his argument for the end of chapter. Specifically, he is speaking about the results of two very important doctrinal terms. Well, there are three: justification, faith, pistis, and irene, or peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is God's own peace. God's own peace. So, Paul speaks more about this in his letter to the Ephesians. Justified by faith. We're justified, made right with God through the instrumentality of faith. We are said to walk by faith, not by sight, according to the scriptures. And so Paul begins his very detailed and elaborate discussion or argument about the results of justification. He gives very brief detail about the results, what it means to be made by God. Now, he does this so that the believing ones will understand that everything has been given to us through the instrumentality of everything. Paul does not break down grace or the grace activity of God into so-called racial distinctions or into racial classification. I say that because in the West, this is very serious mythos or myth, race myth, that is intrinsic in the Western Church. We must understand that this race phenomenon has invaded the visible church. It's not of God. It is of the world. We are not debtors to the flesh, according to the flesh. We are not. And so, as Paul goes on in chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Or literally, superabound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Let me say at this point, there are those who teach that believers have a sin nature, and so they introduce in their understanding of the doctrine of salvation the belief that a believing one who has been justified and thought to be right with God has peace with God through Christ Jesus also has then nature. Now, we've established that the word sinner is an adjective, and in the Greek, the word sinner is amartelos. Amartelos. Amartia is sin. Now, amartelos is one of the sins. Amartia. Now, and the Greek word for nature is physis. Paul uses this word in his letter to the Church of Ephesus. He talks about those who are by nature, or who are by nature, children of wrath. Children of wrath, who are by nature, who are there. He also uses it in Romans 1. He speaks of those whose behavior was designate nature. That was, and that which is normative to the cosmos, what sought to twist and to convert what is normative to the cosmos to their own end. And so, in chapter 6, Paul says that we are dead to sin. How are we that are dead to sin live any longer for therein? No, you do not. That so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into death. Okay? And so he writes in verse 4, 6-4, Romans 6-4, therefore, which is an adverb, we are buried with him, via, through baptism, into death, or the death. Okay? That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. That is, a life that is qualitatively different. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, in verse 5, Paul uses the prefix sum. We have been planted together, and so in total. We have been planted together. So the prefix here bespeaks our former state. It bespeaks here the results of the death of Christ on our behalf, what it means for our lives. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, again, that our old man, the layoffs, speaks of the ancient one. It is from this word that we get the word paleontology. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin, notice the language, that the body of death, it is through the instrumentality of the body, that sin is done, or committed, or there's the activity, or the behavior of sin. So, let me say at this point that the scripture never says that you and I are just sinners saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You never find that language in scripture. Just like we'll never find in scripture, God helps those who help himself. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That language is never found in either. Never. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Crucifixion means he puts death. With him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That, this word, this does not mean that the body of sin is destroyed. It means to cease or to make idle, to be behavior of flesh. The Bible uses the word flesh. Yes, here Paul states that the body of sin might be destroyed. Flesh is lack of the word sin means lack of conformity to the character of God, whether it be an act, disposition, or fate. Lack of conformity or want of conformity to the character of God, whether it be an act, disposition, or state. Back and forth, we should not serve sin, that is being bound, being in bondage to sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Amen. Now, if we be dead with Christ, if we be dead with Christ, and here I'll use the prefix "whom" that's union, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, amen, death hath no more dominion or rule or authority over him. For in that he died unto sin once. This is why the writers of the book of Hebrews say that not crucify to ourselves afresh Christ. He died once, then. So his sacrifice was sufficient. We speak about the doctrine of the all sufficiency of Christ. At least it should. In the old theology textbooks, the wonderful doctrines, like the final perseverance of the saint, the all sufficiency of Christ, the fullness of Christ, the beauty of the accomplished or the finished work of Christ, that is, as it's laid out for us in the book of Romans, the wonderful effectiveness of what Christ has done. See, but if we have been prejudiced against the Word of God through counseling, and through worldly viewpoints, then we do not understand and we cannot appreciate the effective and the efficacious nature of the work of Christ. God has rescuing soul, cure of soul is biblical. It is holy. It is souls. The cure of souls is God's in the life of an individual. We are debtors to God, not flesh, to live according to the flesh. There are those who want to dispose of the term death. One may dispose of the term, one may not. Those of the reality. And see, with the death in the lives of individuals, even though one people's concern about the reality, reality remains until one understands and one sees the finished work of Christ on the path. Christ Jesus came into the world to rescue sinners. All right, for my chief. Instead, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon or calculate or reason right now, we also, emphatic pronoun, ye also yourselves to be, notice the verb to be, to present definitive, to be dead indeed unto sin, practice, behaviors. Here is biblical behavioral medicine, or here is behavioral for believing. to be dead indeed in sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Here is biblical mental health. Here is biblical spiritual health. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. It is great king. And in the Greek, the language here is what we call, well, there is a prohibition here that forbids an action that is already going on, and that these believers were allowing it to happen. It is stop. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Here's a struggle with everyone. Everyone has certain predispositions, therefore certain patterns. And these patterns are brought up, these sin patterns, these lusts, are brought under control to the powers of the believer. Must understand the doctrine of sanctification. He must understand, verse 6, that his old man is crucified, and he is to reckon, verse 11, that he is dead to sin, she is dead to sin. Believers struggle so much these days with untoward sexual thoughts, with spiritual compromise that comes through and through the instrumentality of the body as the ministry of appointed flesh. See, it is the power of God that is necessary that we can gain victory over flesh and the flesh of created parts in our lives. No amount of talk is going to end that. It takes the power of the Spirit of God to end that. Because counselors and therapists also struggle in this area too. Believing ones understand that we can get the victory in this area in Christ Jesus. Paul said that I disciplined, that he disciplined his body. But he knew that this would compromise his life and his ministry, his apostleship, and his witness. He wanted a strong and thorough relationship with Christ. And so therefore he knew that he had to do certain things. Be strong in Christ, power of the Spirit. We can do the same. We can reckon ourselves dead. We can understand that our old man has been crucified. I'm going to speak more about this in the next show. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.